Well, NAFTA, again, is going to contribute to polarization, which means it's a major social engineering project, part of a major social engineering project, which is contributing to polarization of the society, actually across the world by now. It's an international phenomenon. Coming back to the industrial countries, this marginalization of large sectors, possibly even a majority of the population, has consequences. It leads to social disintegration, to breakdown of social of families, of social relations, and so on. It leads to violence and abuse. It leads to enormous amount of crime. And therefore, it is not in the least surprising, in fact, rather symbolic, that a couple of days after the NAFTA agreement was passed, the Senate passed a huge anti-crime package. Well, that makes sense, too. If you're going to create social disintegration, you better figure out a way to control it. And how do you control it? Well, take a look at the crime package, which also won enormous praise, I should say. Senator Orrin Hatch, for example, described it as the finest anti-crime bill in history. That's real praise for Bill Clinton. It added, 100,000 more police, new federal prisons. I think it was a six-fold increase in federal funding of repressive institutions, security forces in effect, in 52 new federal crimes that get the death penalty. It becomes a crime to be a member of a street gang, so-called, and on and on. A highly repressive package, very reasonable. If social engineering projects are leading to the disintegration of society and the breakdown of social norms and marginalization of people, there's only two answers. Either you change the social policies, but that would harm the wealthy and the privileged, or else you figure out better ways to control and suppress them. So you turned to an anti-crime bill. So it came just at the right time.